Blind Cool Tech, December the 5th, 2005. Hello, my name is Riz, and welcome to my first ever podcast. Yes, if this is accepted, of course. This is my first ever podcast, which I'm looking forward to talking a couple of things to you about. And I have been inspired by what I've heard on the website, so I just thought I'd do my own. And I hope you don't find it too boring. And I hope it does provide some information, maybe some entertainment. I'll try my best. No tap dancing, though. First of all, the first thing I'm going to talk to you about is a piece of software called CDEX. And then I'm going to discuss a little bit about gaming. Video gaming, as I am definitely a gamer. CDEX. Now, the reason why I thought I'd mention CDEX is because a while ago I was looking for a piece of software to record onto. Well, to allow me to record files, MP3s, voice recordings. As you know, the one that comes by default with Windows is a load of rubbish. The sound recorder software only allows you to record up to, what, a minute or something? Maybe a little bit more. Still, it's not good anyways. I mean, you can do some editing with it, but as far as recording is concerned, it's useless. So I had a look around on the internet. Couldn't find anything. I have a very limited budget, so I had to be careful. And it's hard to find a decent piece of software. However, during my searches, I did find CDEX. Now, actually, I was downloading CDEX for another purpose, because CDEX's initial purpose is not to record, it's actually used to rip tracks off CDs. So that's its initial purpose, but of course it became very advantageous to me to utilise the feature which I found in it. I didn't know that was there originally. When I found it, I thought, fantastic. What it does is, it allows you to rip CDs and turn them into MP3s. But under the tools menu, there is a analog recorder option. And what that does is brings up a dialog box, which allows you to record free length MP3s, WMAs, WAVs, even OGG Vorbis files. Yes. Although I don't know, I don't think anybody ever uses those. Really, so. But it allows you to record. It's provided you've got the codecs for them. You have to have the codecs, of course. So, how is this piece of software? Well, as far as accessibility is concerned, I'd give it, I said 90% accessible. Most of it is accessible to screen reader users. It works well with what it does. It's fairly basic, straightforward and simple. There are a couple of areas which are a bit awkward. Like, for instance, it is quite complicated. It's the settings do take a little bit of time to get used to. It does take a bit of time to adjust. And get used to all the settings. But once you've got that, then it's alright. The thing you have to do, the other thing is, when you decide you want to rip CDs, or when you wish to record your own files, like I'm doing here, and then what you've got to bear in mind is that you have to choose the directory where you wish to place them, and you go into the settings dialog box. And what you have to actually do is you have to locate the select directory button with the mouse, which is awkward. And of course, the screen reader will be able to do it for you by locating it. If you use the mouse function on the screen reader, it'll be able to do it. It is a little bit awkward, but not too fiddly. And I think most people will be able to do it. Also, what I found is, when you're actually recording files, you have to use... Well, because what I've done is, I've placed my mouse on the pause button, and I've got my actual focus on the record button. What I'll do is, whilst I'm recording, I'll pause by just pressing the key for the left click, and when I want to stop it, I'll just use the next clip feature, which will move to the next clip. Now the next clip, of course, is the stop button, and then I just click that with the left mouse button. So it's not too bad, I suppose. It could have been easy. It would have been good if they would have had shortcut keys for it, you know, something like Alt and R for record, Alt and P for pause, Alt and S for stop. That would have made the job a lot easier. But I do think it's a good piece of software. And if anyone's got any questions about it or need help with the settings, then I'd be more than willing to help. Because I quite like it. It's a good cheap alternative. I don't know what software is generally used. I just found this one and I just thought I'd share it. I wanted to do a recording and so I thought I'd start with this one. As far as accessibility is concerned, I suppose I'll give it an 8. Yeah, I think I'll give it an 8. That's a generous 8. Definitely generous. Okay, and I'm going to talk to you next about gaming. Right, now gaming, video gaming. I've always been a fairly big video gaming fan. In fact, quite big. And I've enjoyed playing video games for quite a while now. And the world of video gaming is a very interesting world, I have to say. Obviously, recently, the world of accessible games has grown to some degree. But I'm referring to actual standard video games. Console ones, arcade ones, that sort of thing. And I've enjoyed being able to play them, but how to get around them has always been the thing to learn. And due to my deterioration of eyesight, I've also had to reduce the types of games I've been able to play. I mean, I could play a large variety when I was younger, and my eyesight wasn't as poor as it is now, but as I've grown, for some reason it's deteriorated, so the types of games I can play are all limited. But in any case, I've found a lot of nifty little tricks that have helped me to get around video games, and I've been able to do things which has certainly made a lot of sighted people rather shocked. But there you go. That's what they take you for, isn't it? Anyway, that's a whole different topic for a whole different discussion. But, you know, if you can do something that few other people can, then I suppose it's something to be pleased with or glad that you've been able to achieve it. And being a keen gamer, I suppose I've practiced long and hard. Not too long and not too hard, actually, to be honest. I do have life outside the world of games. But it's certainly been an integral part, and I've enjoyed video games. My favourites, I've enjoyed the Street Fighter series, Mortal Kombat games. Two very good series. I'm also a pro wrestling fan, so wrestling games have been another favourite of mine. And the old platform games, I used to love the old platform games. They don't make them like that now. The world of 3D makes things a lot more awkward. I think 2D games are a lot easier to use than the world of 3D. But it's certainly an interesting thing. I was going to actually do some demonstrations of how I use what I do to and how I maneuver around, and it's very similar to how you go around anything, I suppose. You just memorize where everything is, and if it doesn't move around, then you're all right. Problem comes is when it does move around, like menus, for instance. If you can get used to menus, then that's good. And with games, of course, there's a lot of options. There can be a lot of options. But what I tend to do is just remember the ones that I find are important to me and then just leave it at that. Don't try to go too far into learning things I don't generally know I'm not going to use. But in any case, if anybody wants any tips or any advice on gaming, and I'll be more than happy to help out, share my expertise and advice, well, sort of expertise. And if anyone wants to know anything more about the CDEX software, do a search on a website, on the web, on a search engine for CDEX, CDEX. You should find it. I think it's www.cdex.net, the website, but I can't remember for sure, so I might be wrong with that one. But it's certainly a good piece of software. I'd certainly recommend it. And if anybody's got any questions to ask about video gaming, or maybe I will next time do a demo of me playing a game, and we'll see how it goes with that. I'll try and show how I navigate and things like that. And if you've got any questions or anything else, then I'll my email address, my direct email address, is rizstf@ntlworld.com. That's RIZSTF, all one word, at ntlworld.com. Okay, I'm gonna wrap this one up now. I've enjoyed talking to you. You've been a great audience. Provided this is accepted, this podcast here, then I hope to speak to you soon on another podcast where I'll talk about some other stuff. And maybe even throw in that demo as well, me playing games. So, with that, I'll say thank you for listening. I've enjoyed talking. And I'll speak to you very soon. Bye bye.